are now listening to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV with P and Ryan.
Welcome to the Fantasy Standard Podcast on Talkdown TV. This is P. If you're watching, it means you're on YouTube, and we kindly ask that you drop a like and hit that subscribe button and click that little bell. Make sure you get the notifications as well. If you're listening, well, that means you're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audioboom, and all other podcast platforms. For those of you there, we kindly ask that you hit that follow button and leave a review. Today, I'm joined by our guest. I guess from now on, we can call you like a guest co-host at this point. We're deviating our schedules a little bit. We want to be respectful of people's times because, you know, it's that time of the year. So we got to fill in. We got HHM here. Is it HHM or Mike? Which one is it here at this moment?
I'll take HHM.
Ladies and gentlemen, HHM, who's a Red Sox fan, wearing it proudly. Sorry to hear that. For this year, right? You got enough rings. Chill. Yeah. So how's everything over there on that side, man?
Good, man. Good.
Man, did you
be here?
Did you enjoy this last weekend of football, week eight?
Week eight was fun. A lot of surprises, a lot of injuries, a lot of news, NFL news.
I felt like, because obviously with Halloween going on, that's one of those days where I couldn't really sit and watch the game like I wanted to. I think my girl had me like in IKEA in the morning or something like that. So I was out of the house pretty much the whole day. But I was able to, you know, check out some of the games and how they were going. And I remember at one point texting Ryan, like, bro, it's going to be a wild day of football.
It was. It sure was. Yeah.
And it started obviously with that Thursday night game, kind of foreshadowing how weird it was going to be. Cause you had Aaron Rodgers with, who was his main receiver?
St. Brown.
No, the other guy's name. I got it here. It's just
so
weird.
No Lazard. Yeah, no Lazard. No MBS. No Adams. And Tonyan got hurt.
ACL, which sucks. You know, you think this is going to be the breakout game for him. It was Winfrey. Juwan Winfrey was also one of the receivers. I mean, Amari Rodgers. Mm-hmm. And for them to, but again, I do want to note that there's a key injury with on the Arizona side.
JJ Watt, yeah.
That's a big injury for them because, you know, they were pretty good against the run.
Right.
So how does that affect that defense? And you'd imagine there are going to be some effects there. Another story is how the game ended was weird. They said that AJ Green glitched. You know how when you're playing, you know, right, when you're playing and the controller disconnects,
the control died.
They said he glitched. So he got hurt on, I don't know if it was on that play, Kyler did. So we're back to the Kyler injury watch, right? I mean, last year we kind of ended it on that note. And this year has already been, what, 3 weeks of
shoulder, him? Yeah.
Yeah, so something to note there. Arizona, last week we said they were number one in the power rankings. Something to watch because I don't think they're in the top three at the moment.
Right.
I think they might have fallen about three at least.
At least, huh?
Yeah. No, but it's a really good win for the Packers, especially considering what's going to happen for them this week.
Weekend, possibly next week.
And possibly next week. We'll talk a little bit more about that in a little bit. We had, a slate of games like the Panthers and the Falcons. I was actually, I think I was talking to Ryan about this, and I was like, I think this is one of those games, that division game, the Falcons are riding high. I think this is a game for the Panthers.
Yeah, well, I think as of today, I don't think Darnold has been cleared yet. They don't know his status. So his status is up in the air. So
he's at practice, but he's not. He's at practice, but he's not with the quarterbacks. That's what they said.
So it might be PJ Walker, I think. And who knows if CMC comes back this week.
Right.
That could be huge.
They started the clock.
Right. They're actually averaging the same. I think it's 4.1 yards per carry, even without CMC. So they're averaging the same. But the passing efficiency has obviously changed dramatically without CMC.
Yeah, Chuba doesn't have the hands like CMC does in the route running and all that stuff. Because I think CMC's route tree is, he has all of the routes, right?
All of it, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy to know. I will talk about this later because I have CMC. I'm so jaded by him not being available that I oversee how special a player he is.
Right.
And for a different reason, right? We have Henry, who's a physical marvel, and he has the wheels, right? Relative to his size. But, you know, with CMC, you see someone that's a little bit smaller than Henry, which everyone is, right? Just as fast, but you kind of almost overlook how great a receiver he is. Right. Not good. There's good pass catchers out there. I think he's great. And being that I haven't been able to see it as like somebody that has him in fantasy, maybe I'm overlooking it, but something to note on the injury front, will CMC play or will he play next week? I don't like that their coach is super cryptic about that stuff.
Right.
Right.
Well, he was, I think, super honest 2-3 weeks ago. And then I think CMC got through a week of practice and all of a sudden he had a setback, I believe, on a Saturday, and they designate him for IR. So I think it's a little bit of gamesmanship. I don't think he's going to disclose much all the way until maybe Saturday night. We'll get the Schefter, Ian Rappaport.
I know which ones you're talking about.
we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. I also think it's two things. Maybe it's the Patriots, right? Like you're saying, a little gamesmanship, cause the Patriots have been playing that game for years. Yeah. And the second one is I think since he is on the IR, they don't have to designate him as anything weekly. They don't have to put him even as a limited participant. They don't have to update his designation until Saturday. So it's a little bit of strategy. There's chess pieces, but I believe my eyes. I saw film. I don't know who got this, but I appreciate you. I saw practice videos of this dude like hopping up and down on drills, like high-fiving people. Bro, I put him, as soon as I saw that, I put him right in my lineup. He's not coming out. I think he's playing. And you have him in another league, so.
I do have him in another league.
So you are well-researched in the CMC verse.
Correct.
You want him in this league?
I'm just hoping no setbacks. And we'll see how many, touches he get. Are they going to limit him? Is he going to be on the snap count? Got to take all those things into consideration.
If they bring him down from 85 to 15 or whatever split, still 75, let's say 65 in that offense, he doesn't get 20, 25, he gets 15.
Right.
Yeah, like boo hoo, right? Like boo me. I actually want more Baxter in committees. I don't want a back that's going to be out there like Najee Harris getting 30 touches and like some of them most of them are like 3 yards, 4 yards, you're getting beat up,
right.
In today's NFL, man, these injuries are just everywhere.
But
let's move on. We have the Bills beating the Dolphins. That I told you to check back in because I said that Josh would do that, and Josh did it. So and he waved goodbye. But I do want to note that people are mad at Josh Allen because he was waving goodbye at the lineman. Apparently this is the second lineman that has tried that alligator death roll on his ankles. And they didn't show that part.
Correct.
Yeah. So I believe Chris Collinsworth was actually celebrating that. On foot. I think it was on Sunday night football. I remember he was kind of laughing and chuckling at the fact that they were doing that to Josh Allen. We said the Steelers would beat the Browns, and here we are. Right, they won. The Eagles destroyed the Lions. I don't think was that a surprise?
No, I don't think that was too much of a surprise.
Nah.
I think the Lions, I don't want to say they're tanking. They fought the first 6-7 weeks, and they I think are starting to realize they don't have enough talent to be able to compete.
Yeah, I didn't expect them getting blown out like that at home. But you know, the Eagles were kind of like that team, that a young team like the Lions, who have been in all the games they played. They see the Eagles and they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna probably win this game. Like, overlooking the fact that the Eagles, you know, they're getting healthy on their offensive line. That coach is still trying to figure out how to use that quarterback, right? And the best way to protect them is to run it. So exactly. I think we talked about it a week after losing Miles Sanders. They
ran the ball 46 times.
Yeah. how does that work?
Yeah, I don't understand. But hey, you got Boston Scott. Jordan Howard resurrected, and Gainwell, he remained in his role. So
yeah,
we'll see with the next two, 3 weeks until Miles comes off. And when Miles does come off, are they going to continue running the ball?
Right. Like, are they suddenly going to say, all right, time to pass, guys, he's back.
Exactly. That's what it feels like.
Yo, and Miles Sanders, that's also something to watch, because these new regimes, they want their players, right? So, you know, that's why we didn't know the usage for the running backs, because all of these guys, they predate this coach, right? So right. Gainwell is his guy, we know. So that's why I think a lot of the experts were maybe pivoting to Gainwell, and also he's a pass catcher. But you never know with these coaches, man. And I think he's still evaluating these players. I know that Jordan Howard, that he was getting a lot of rave reviews in the preseason. So it was good to see that from him.
Yeah.
We'll see if he can, when they're behind, we'll see what happens then. Right.
Exactly.
We had a nice matchup with the Titans and the Colts. I thought that maybe that'd be a letdown, but you know, these division games, you never know. The Titans won, but the biggest loss in that game was that of Derrick Henry.
Of course.
Yeah.
For the NFL and for fantasy.
And I feel like Henry was just getting that notoriety that he deserved too.
Right.
So right. Does this change where the Titans are in terms of like power rankings for you?
Oh, for sure. For sure. You don't have a powerful running game, and your defense is subpar. Mm-hmm. I don't see them in that division. I believe they're in first place in that division at the moment, but we'll see how these next couple games play out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right now I'd probably put them outside the top 10.
Man, what a difference.
One player. Yeah.
Yeah. What a difference. It'll be interesting to see how they play this week coming up.
Well, it should open up the passing game a lot more. This is what you brought a Julio Jones in for. You know, AJ Brown is getting healthy. So we'll see. I don't know if the Adrian Peterson signing is going to help him much, but
yeah,
time will tell.
Yeah. The one thing that you know about AP, aside from that one year that he hurt his knee, he's going to be in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, so it's good to have a guy like that to keep your team in the locker room too, like their heads up. Okay, you just lost, but look, I'm here. I know I'm just a name maybe at this point, but you know, I'm gonna still put in work for y'all, right? Like,
exactly.
That's the least they can ask for. So it's gonna be interesting to see. The one thing I do, as much as I want to hate Vrabel as a Bills fan, I respect the hell out of that guy as a coach.
Oh, he's a good coach. He's definitely that. Defensively, he's a genius. I think.
He does the most with the least on defense.
Yeah. Right. Even the pre-snap movement on defense, the line shifting the last second, throwing the quarterback off,
dropping back all the linemen and blitzing the linebackers type shit. Like, yeah, he does. Exactly. He does a lot of Belichick stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why, you know, I never like to discount a coach like that. I think he might be one of the, probably the best Belichick disciple.
Yeah, I would agree.
Right?
I would agree. Yeah.
In Belichick's coaching tree, the Weisses and the Cornells of the world, who are you putting above Vrabel?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. Even though as a Bills, I hated that guy. A Bills fan. Oh, man. Yep. Let's not talk about that. On to the next game. And this right here was the surprise of the week, right? The Bengals and Jets.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what happened there? Break it down for me. What happened?
Well, Cincinnati beating Baltimore, I think they kind of got a little too high on themselves.
Yeah, yeah. It's hard overlooking to the Jets. Rev that up for a Jets game in New Jersey.
Exactly. And then, you know, overlooking them, knowing they play Cleveland this week. I think they took them lightly and should have been a wake-up call by halftime to get it together. But, hey, no scouting report tape on Mike White. You know, he came out and threw for, I think, 400 yards.
400-plus yards, yeah.
There was actually a better, not to get on the betting side too much, but there was a better that put $1,000 up for Mike White to lead passing yards for week 8. It was a $1,000 bet. He cashed out at $125,000.
What?
Yeah. Sheesh. But again, who knew? I've never heard of Mike White before.
Me either. What is a Mike White?
Yeah.
No,
we'll see. It might be some quarterback controversy coming up in New Jersey, because you know he comes out and balls out again this week. I don't know if Wilson will get his job back.
I was talking to Rye and I was like, you know what, he looked good and I respect that, because yeah. I know I was overlooking him even on the show last week, Mike White, like, yeah. I'm like, you got guys like him, and he goes up promptly. I mean, he puts up 400 yards on the Bengals, who we thought were one of the top 5 teams just a week ago.
Yeah.
Or top
defensively,
10
defensively, they're top 10 across the board in all defensive metrics. So
yeah,
go showing. We'll see.
So what I told him was, okay, do it on primetime in Indianapolis against a better defense.
Right, on a short week.
On a short week, do it then, and we're good. You don't need to. And yeah. Again, he's in the NFL. Like, you know, I do podcasts for fun, right? Like, he doesn't have to prove it to me or people like me, obviously. But we watch this, so we. I'm a fan, and I'm still not believing. I've seen plenty of guys come in and have games like that. You know, mm-hmm. their first games, maybe not to that level, but for every Rob Johnson, you know, there's a Doug Flutie, right?
There's a Doug Flutie, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So remember Rob Johnson parlayed a nice little game or bunch of games into misery for the Bills. Yeah. Why do I always make this a Bills thing? There's a lot of pain in right here, man.
Exactly.
but it's a nice win for the Jets, and I want to shout out Mike White. That was really nice. 37 for 45, 405 yards, 3 touchdowns. Michael Carter. Shout out to him too. 15 carries, 77 yards and a touch. And that's not the story. The story is his usage in the passing game. That's something to monitor. Moving on to the next, no surprise, the Rams trashed the Texans. The story from there was obviously that Ingram trade. And they were checking to see what the backfield situation. Honestly, it doesn't matter what the backfield situation is with the Texans. Deshaun Watson is gone. He's not coming back. And he's not getting traded.
Yep.
So deal with it. Next game was the Patriots and Chargers. That's another one. I said the last time Herbert had to face Belichick, obviously he was younger, but it was only a year ago. You know what I mean? And the Pats won. That Pats running game is pretty good.
Lethal. You just don't know who it's going to be on any given Sunday.
Yeah, it's the Belichick way, man. And the Pats, it just feels like they're okay with you giving them the check down, the underneath receiver, or the free guy coming across. They don't care about any of that stuff. You want to give me the little drag route for 6 yards? I'm taking it. You want to let me check it down to my running back all the way down the field? I'm going to do that. They're very methodical. And I think that what I notice about Bill Belichick teams that I do have to give him props for is that his teams do not make mistakes.
No mistakes and eliminating your number one option.
Yeah.
At all costs. Like you said, a little dump offs, you take away Mike Williams and Herbert. They actually took away Mike Williams opposed to Eckler, which was surprising.
Some teams do the opposite.
Exactly. So I think that's huge. But hey, it's the Patriots. It's Belichick.
It's the Patriots way.
Yeah.
even though do that against the Bills. The next game was the Jaguars and Seahawks. I'm not going to spend too much time talking about that other than Lawrence. Still making a slow climb to what it's like to be an NFL quarterback. I think it'll be good when it's all said and done this year, though. I think he'll figure it out. I like his character. I like his personality. He's a leader for sure. And he's young, man. And he's been dealt with a lot of shit already.
A lot. Yeah.
Yeah. But you like what you see from him. The Seahawks bounce back game for Lockett. Welcome back. 12 catches, 142 yards. That was surprising. Right.
Yeah. DK ended up with 2 TDs, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle needed that game. I was hoping they would win that game, with the losing record. I think if they would have lost.
Oh, then they shut Russ down.
Russ, yeah, possibly. But so they needed that win. And on the Jaguars side of things, James Robinson being injured, I believe, in the first quarter, changes a lot. And moving forward, let's see what his status is.
Yes, because they're already – I don't know how Urban Meyer is with injuries, or if he's forthcoming, or if he's one of these guys that kind of likes to play chess with it. But he missed practice yesterday. I don't think he practiced again today, this Thursday.
Right.
James Robinson is one of those guys that could play without having to practice. But do you want him to, if he didn't practice, do you want him to take a week off and, come back fresh and maybe not extended or create a potential for a bigger injury? It's a bruised heel, right?
Yeah, heel injuries are pretty tough. That's what Antonio Brown is going through. It's a foot sprain, but it's in his heel. He's been on crutches for 2 weeks. He's in a boot. So we'll see. And again, James Robinson, they'll be going against the Bills this week, and that's a hard hitting defense. Let's see if he could.
I don't think you want that.
Yeah, I don't think you want that. But again, it's Urban Meyer and his decision.
Yeah, yo. Next game was Washington and the Broncos. Broncos won this one. It felt like the Broncos are going to win this to get themselves back to 500. Big news was the Broncos traded their big star, Von Miller, to the Rams. My God. Man, you think about levels, right? So at the secondary, they have Ramsey. And obviously their safeties, I think Williams is or Johnson is it? Johnson's a stud, right?
Yeah.
I think his name is John Johnson, actually.
Right.
They got a nice secondary, but Ramsey's the highlighted player there, right? And then you go to the linebackers. Who would you say is their star linebacker? Do they have one?
I think it's Floyd, I believe.
Yeah, so we got Floyd in there, but then you go to that line, and you got Aaron Donald and Von Miller now. Yeah. And Von Miller is not going to be facing double teams.
Exactly.
And if you double team him, then that means
Von
is
free.
That's going to be scary. It'll be interesting to see the balance of power and the shift. That could be a big power shifter.
Right.
So we'll see, because the Rams are looking really good.
Right.
I think somebody said that the Rams GM His kids gave him a gift, and the gift was like a t-shirt that said, fuck them picks.
Yeah.
I loved it. Yeah, because exactly. You see all these coaches that hog draft picks, like the Patriots are notorious for hogging draft picks. Give me off the top of your head a Patriot draft pick that was a Pro Bowler.
Exactly. It's been a long time that they've had a Pro Bowl draft pick. So
I mean, how valuable are these draft picks really?
Exactly. Where are you going to find? You're not going to find a Von Miller in the second, third, fourth round. So hey, their GM is the guy at the poker table in Atlantic City with all the chips, and he's pushing them all in. They're going for it this year, and I don't blame them.
They said rookie minicamp next year is going to be one dude.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, a seventh round pick, their only pick probably.
Yeah, and a whole bunch of undrafteds. Exactly. Hey, there's a lot of gems in there. The next game was another division game that I think this is another one that we had that could go. I said the Saints could win this one.
Right.
And, it was just too good to be true. And Brady, they said that there are three things that that can stop Brady. They said Eli Manning.
Mm-hmm.
It was another quarterback. I forgot who it was. And the Saints,
New Orleans Saints,
the Saints regular season defense.
Yeah.
Regular season.
Exactly.
Yeah. But Brady still had four touchdowns. Kamara, the story there is that what is that timeshare going to look like with Ingram? We got a little preview there. It's hard to gauge with a defense like Tampa, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The wide receiver back and forth, Lattimore shutting down Evans. Naturally, Godwin is going to be the guy to benefit from it. So a lot of things to see. Jameis Winston, the really big news is the ACL tear for Jameis. Michael Thomas shuts it down for the year. So the Saints are down, their quarterback and their starting wide receiver now officially for the rest of the year. So what is Taysom Hill? You're getting all that money, buddy. What are you going to do? What are you going to do now?
Well, let's see if it's going to be Taysom Hill, because I read a report this morning that it might end up being Trevor Siemian as the starting quarterback.
with the gadget, with the expected gadget coming in once in a while.
Once in a while, exactly. Once Taysom Hill lost the quarterback competition in camp to Jameis,
mm-hmm.
He slimmed down. He lost a lot of weight. The past 2-3 weeks, he's been trying to regain that weight. So we'll see, coming off of a concussion. They said he's practicing this week, but I don't know. I got a feeling it might end up being Siemian.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a really good point.
Every once in a while.
Yeah. And the way they use him, I mean, I'm surprised there haven't been concussion issues before.
Yeah.
He's taken a lot of blows to the head.
Yeah.
A lot in the last few years. So we'll see, man. I just wish that Yahoo would put the WR designation or RB or TE designation next to his name. He's not exactly a true quarterback, right?
No.
That'll be dope, especially for those of us at the bottom of the waivers. No, but somebody has him. But the next game was a Dakless Cowboys team going into Minnesota. And you know what's crazy is that if I tell you the way the Vikings were playing, especially if I told you that Cooper Rush would be the starting quarterback for the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football, who do you think wins that game?
It's got to be Minnesota. it's got to be Minnesota. But I kind of view Kirk Cousins as Andy Dalton in primetime. Kirk Cousin is not a good primetime quarterback.
Wow.
But again, you got a healthy Dalvin. You got two Pro Bowl receivers. I don't know. I think they're missing something. I don't want to say Kyle Rudolph. Conklin is okay, but I think they are missing another weapon.
Irv Smith was supposed to be that for them.
Yeah, and that didn't pan out, so.
Yeah, Irv Smith got hurt, and that, and then they traded for Herndon.
Yeah,
and there's something up with Herndon to have as like to be as physical and as like gifted as he is, and he's just couldn't get it together with the Jets, and now it looks like he can't get together with the Vikings. He's with the Vikings, right? Am I spreading rumors?
I believe so. Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I you're right. I think there is something missing. What I feel like it's missing is like a Percy Harvin, like a Debo, like a one of those guys that, you know, you can jet sweeps. You know, you got to respect the speed. I'm not saying that Jefferson's not fast, but you know, it'd be nice if they had a field stretcher that could let these other guys operate with their route running greatness, right? Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah. Hold on. One thing I kind of overlooked. Let's see. Oh, because they didn't play. We'll talk about that next coming up. The Giants and the Chiefs. I know that the reports initially were that people thought this was gonna be a blowout, man, but I said, if the Giants do what the Tennessee Titans did and what the Bills did and stick to it, that's the formula, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think you're going to see the Chiefs blowing people out of the water from the get-go like we're used to.
Right, right.
Because
I think they're reinventing their offense. I think it's going to be a lot more run. Not Andy Reid is not a run heavy coach, but I think they gotta, you know, regain their identity again. And Mahomes doesn't look right. I think Dan Orlovsky said, out of all the quarterbacks playing right now, he probably Mahomes has the worst mechanics this season. So
he's like on his heels. He's not really trusting the line around him. Like he's rolling out, but. Like I saw one, the one against the Giants, I think it was, that he rolled to his left and he had he had a running lane that he could have ran up the middle, like a little bit to the right. And instead he just kept rolling to the left.
Right.
And I think that's where either he had to throw it or they sacked him or something like that. But it's little things like that, like those in the moment decisions that were normally he was making those instinctual ones. It's like he's in between now.
Right. Well, I'm surprised that the Chiefs trade deadline passed. Yeah, they made a defensive end move, but, you know, they're, in my opinion, I think they're lacking a true number two receiver.
Yeah.
Hardman isn't it. You know,
Hardman is a field stretcher. He's the jet sweep guy. He's the, you know what I mean? The gadget guy.
Exactly. Pringle isn't it, you know, so if
Robinson
is taken out.
It?
No, if you're taking out Tyreek, you're taking out Kelsey, and the other wide receivers aren't creating separation.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long, long day.
They're not at all. Yeah, that's a good point. We'll see, man. Something to monitor going into the next week, week 9. The bye week teams were the Raiders and the Ravens, which is why we didn't really talk about the Raiders, but we're going to coming up. Looking forward, there are a lot of good matchups, starting with the one tonight, the Jets and the Colts. Looking at this game tonight, what's the biggest story for you? I think we kind of touched on it, right?
Well, to me, it's two stories. Let's see how Mike White plays.
Yeah.
And Mr. Wentz needs to stop making dumb decisions.
They got the Colts at 10.5.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's you know, the Jets defense isn't something to look over. They play good, decent run defense, and
a lot of teams
don't run too much against them. But again, it's gonna come down to Wentz. TY is out tonight. So it's gonna come down to Mo Alley Cox and Pittman.
Yeah.
And I think it's gonna be a lot of Nyheim Hines.
Okay.
With Jonathan Taylor, but I think Hines will play a big factor tonight.
I love Pittman, man.
Yeah.
I think that from the player that I think from draft, a lot of people knew he was special. I don't think a lot of people liked the team he went to though.
Right.
Right. Philip Rivers last year, Carson Wentz this year. You don't know if that's an upgrade. Right now, it doesn't look like it's an upgrade, really. Right.
Right.
But anytime that ball's in the air and it's thrown to him, He high points it. He goes, gets that ball. I love how he plays, man. Michael Pittman is a really good player. And his dad is funny because his dad was a really good player too, man. And it's crazy. Now, damn, my age just hit me.
Yeah.
I had to stop to acknowledge that quick. Yeah, I remember seeing Michael Pittman's dad. I think that's the first time I ever said that in my life.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm one of those now. Got it.
Well, there's a couple players that again, we grew up watching, you know, CMC.
Ed McCaffrey, yes.
Ed McCaffrey was a great Bronco.
Dude, I loved that combo, Rod Smith, Ed McCaffrey, and Shannon Sharp.
Yeah.
Still one of the best offenses put together that I've ever seen. They had a quarterback that was mobile with Elway. He could rifle it anywhere. And Davis in the backfield. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. So Pittman, man, it's good to see that there's the pedigree there, right? Like there's
exactly.
Yeah. So Taylor now the best running back in the NFL?
I think next year he's definitely going to be considered as far as injury risk and the type of offense he's on. I think he's going to be considered maybe first overall pick next year.
Wow.
You know, with the injury history.
It's not too crazy. Cook, their line is one of the best.
Yeah. Cook, Henry, Kamara. Kamara's been doing okay this year, but again, we're going to go back next year and look, and with Jameis going down, I don't, and maybe Taysom Hill starting, that's going to put a ceiling on Kamara's output each and every week. So Taylor, you're right. Taylor could be a top two pick next year.
Let's see. In the comment section below, who do you think is going to be the number one pick next year? Let us know. If you're in our league, we won't use this against you next year. Trust me. Just trust us. Yeah, but who's the number one pick next year in fantasy? PPR or standard? I do want to know. Let's pause here that whenever we discussed in our league in this show, or whenever we even talk about fantasy, we are talking with standard rules. Standard scoring rules. We're the OGs of this shit. All right. So just wanted to add that disclaimer. I don't think I've done that before. But that should be a good game tonight. There's a lot of nice little stories. We'll see how Mike White shows up.
Right? Exactly.
The infamous Mike White. Who? Mike White. The next matchup is a division game. We got the 4-4 Browns and the 5-3 Bengals. Ooh, they got the Bengals at 2.5-point favorites.
I believe the Bengals are home.
Yeah, the Bengals are home.
I think it's a pick'em game.
Yeah,
it's going to be tough defenses, and we'll see how all the controversy and all the crap going on in Berea
with Odell. Yes. Okay, so that's one of those stories here. OBJ and Baker. Odell was on. I don't know if it was Odell. I think it was his dad that put out a video of all of the times Baker either missed OBJ wide open or overthrew him or something. Right. And there's been a lot of back and forth, and now it's stated that OBJ just doesn't want to be there. He showed up to practice yesterday and they dismissed him from practice. They dismissed him from practice before he showed up this time. I think he didn't show up today, right?
No, they asked him to stay home as well.
Yeah. So there are rumblings that are saying, and I think Glazier even broke it, right? That OBJ might have played his last snap as a Brown. As of Thursday in the afternoon, we are looking at the OBJ and Browns marriage essentially being over.
Yeah.
But now the case is what happens next, because they still have his rights. And if I'm the Browns, I'm not releasing him.
Yeah. I think if he's released, I think the what they're afraid of is him signing on with
that's why
you know,
Pittsburgh or
yeah, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, yeah. where it's going to hurt him. So we'll see.
We'll see. Something to monitor. We'll check back in next week in the saga, episode 2 next week. I want to see what your boys do. Burrow and Chase, what's going to be the response after a letdown game? You got another division game you got to ramp up for, and you're home. You're 2-1 at mm-hmm. home. Mm-hmm. So what are you going to do? Are you going to let the Browns come back up, get back into this division race, or are you going to make a little space for yourself, right, between you and
exactly.
the Browns? So that's going to be a really good game to watch. The next game we have here is the Broncos and Cowboys. Again, the big story here is not only the Von Miller trade, so you have a Broncos without Von Miller, but is Cooper Rush the starter again?
Right.
Another little tidbit. First time in NFL history that a person is first name Cooper and last name Cooper connected for a touchdown last week.
That's cool.
You only get useful data here. anything from this game that you want to kind of emphasize or highlight or point out?
I think Dak plays. I don't think the Broncos are giving up on their season. A lot of people are saying giving up on
right.
or trading
so.
Away Von Miller. They're 4-4. They're still in the thick of things. So we'll see.
Yeah, they're evaluating. I think that they saw something they liked without Von Miller when he left with the ankle injury. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think they're evaluating these young players, right? I think they're without Bradley Chubb too, right? So
yeah, Chubb comes back, I think, in a week or two too.
So they're like, okay, we got Chubb coming back. We got these young guys that are really playing well.
Right.
Let's maximize the value that Von Miller still has. You want to take him here? Give us a draft pick. Go ahead. And it's not to say that they're not going to miss him, but I think they saw something they liked and that's why they made the move. So it'll be something to note. If Dak plays, there's no way the Broncos go in there and beat Dak, right?
No, I don't see that happening.
Yeah, me either. They got Dallas as 10-point favorites in this one. So not exactly confidence from Vegas for the Broncos there.
No.
the next one we have is the Texans and Dolphins. Alert, Ty God is back.
He is
back, and he's confirmed the starter again. Just go back and pull up the stats first 2 weeks. And if you look at the second week, you say, oh, he didn't put up – he got hurt in that game. But right. if you look at where he was at it with those numbers – one thing to note, though, first 2 weeks of the NFL season might have been a little bit of a preseason for some of these defenses too.
Sure.
So do with that information what you will. But both teams 1-7, surprise 1-7 for the Dolphins. You think that they'd be fighting a little bit harder?
A little bit harder, but again, I think they're playing for next year. Tyrod is, I believe, 4-2, against the Dolphins all time. So we'll see.
Except for that one time where he missed Charles Clay dropped that touchdown wide open and hit him in his chest. Yeah. I will never forget that. as Bills fans tend to do. I guess no other stories here except for like the fact that Brandon Cooks was kept on that team for some god awful reason, right? Like he should have been traded. You got to give him a chance, right? And for some reason you keep him on the team. I don't know. Maybe there was more to it than that. And you got to give a shout out to Davis Mills. I think he played admirably. He played better than anyone would ever imagine. I'd take him over Blake Bortles any day.
Correct.
But 5.5-point favorites for Miami. They're home. Anything else on this one?
No.
Nah.
Tua's all the trade talk is now behind him.
Yeah.
Let's see. You know, he's got 9 games to show. Is he going to be the starter next year, or is the Watson talk's going to revamp come February, March? We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see. We got the Falcons Saints, a division game. A lot of stories in this one. Calvin Ridley, mental health, very important. I do want to say I'm an advocate, and I'm happy that he decided to tell the truth and spoke his truth, and it was unapologetic. And, you know, whoever is mad at him or upset at him because of his fantasy team or her fantasy team or their fantasy team, man, you need to check yourself. There's more important things out here than football and fantasy football. Let these people have lives. So I'm glad that Ridley's taking the time he needs. I think Stephon Diggs spoke on it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw his comments.
Yeah, Diggs was once in that same situation as Odell and as Calvin. And, you know, you got to do what you got to do for yourself and for your family. Football is secondary. Yeah. Fantasy football is the last thing on these guys' minds. So,
yeah.
Good for Calvin. Good for Calvin.
Yeah. Shout out to him, man. And hope he finds the piece that he's looking for. With the Falcons and Saints game, you know, the Saints are kind of reeling because they're in a weird spot. And then you look at their record, they're 5-2. They're finding ways to win, right?
Yeah.
So the defense is going to be solid at home, especially, right? And you know, their running game is going to be good.
Yeah.
Who's going to hand it off? That's, I guess that's the story there. And then who are they going to throw it to?
Exactly.
Right. When Michael Thomas goes down, you're like, okay, maybe we can get him back for week 8 or 9 or 10. Now he's gone for the year. What are you going to do? Is it Marquez Callaway and Lil Jordan Humphrey?
Yeah.
Well, those guys might be able to. Aside from that, you know, typical division game, New Orleans is 6.5-point favorites. I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. Yeah. I don't know about that one. Trappy.
Yeah.
That one smells of trap right there. That one stinks. I don't like the smell of that one, bro. I'm going to stay away from that one. The next one is we have a definitely want to touch on this story a little bit. Henry Ruggs had, there were reports that he was in an accident. So obviously you think, you know, make sure he's okay. But then you see that the time of when this happened and it was like 3 a.m. or something like that, 3 or 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And then you get more details and it's like, and, you know, you don't want to crucify someone for making a mistake. It's easy for me to tell somebody to stop. Don't drink and drive. Obviously, we don't want people drinking and driving. But we've all made that mistake at some point. Right. And thankfully, that mistake didn't cost us anything.
Right.
You got a 22-year-old kid with all these millions of dollars. It doesn't excuse him. I'm not looking for sympathy points for this dude. Right. I do want to say that. I just think it must imagine how hard that must be for him, for his family to know that, you know, this poor woman and her dog. And, you know, you hear about you hear about how fast he was going.
Yeah.
156 miles an hour. And when he hit the car, I think he was at 130 something miles an hour.
Yeah. 127.
Yeah. 127. And that. You know, and then that there are even more reports of like the screams that they heard from the girl. And then, you know, I know that I'm being a little John Wickish here, but the dog was important too in this, man. I'm a dog owner. I can imagine, you know what I mean? So he's got to live with that for the rest of his life.
Hopefully he lives with it for the next 20 to 50 years in jail. You know, he lost a best friend in high school. In a car accident,
you would DUI.
Think, you know, think it was. Wow,
damn, man. Some people just,
you know. But I was watching a video of on TMZ this morning. You know, I don't know how him and his girlfriend are alive. And I think she's injured critically, not life. You know, and
she was badly hurt.
And he, you know, I think he had a neck injury. He had a neck brace on when he appeared in court, but. That's inexcusable. You don't do that. I don't care how old you are. Again, Uber, a friend.
I just don't know what happens with some of these, like, I guess, you know, athletes and entertainers, and Uber would have cost them probably like $40.
Yeah.
And it's more convenient, bro. Like, why would you want to? Man, I've made my share of mistakes in my life, but nothing will ever get me behind the wheel drunk.
Yeah. The type of car he has going that that rate of speed in, it looked like a residential area.
It is. It wasn't, it is like a cross section. It's pretty busy. Yeah. But it's sort of residential.
Exactly. So, yeah, my opinion is, I have no sympathy, for him or anyone else that does that. He should, you know, I'm pretty sure he'll get the best lawyers. And they'll try to give him, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves, his career is over, and everyone knows that, but he should be sent away for quite a while.
Yeah. Yeah. And sometimes, especially with, high profile cases like this, you have to not make an example, but you have to put your foot down, man, because we can't just let people, you know, lawyer themselves out of accountability either. You know, like if it were you or I that would have made this, you know, tragic mistake, right, we'd be rotten in jail already. Like, we'd be done.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'm also a little ticked off at the judge. Prosecutors, I believe, asked for $1 million bond. They denied that and released them on $150,000 bond. Jeez. Which I think is a big mistake. You know, again, who knows how his mental state is, but hopefully he doesn't harm himself and until before the next court appearance, because he knows his career is over, his life is over.
Yeah, this is it, man. Actions, consequences. When they meet, you either love them or you hate them, and he's not going to love this one. Moving on to the and briefly, I think we can't talk about the game, right? Let's move on to football. The Raiders are prime. They're 5-2. The Giants just played the hell of a game in prime time. The Giants are winning this game.
I could see that.
Either Carr comes and says, you know what, we're gonna put all this, the coach stuff behind us. There's a lot of stuff the Raiders got to put behind them, bro. West Coast team coming over to the East Coast. This is and they only gave Vegas 3 points. So they see it too.
It'll be closer.
That line was different when the week started, wasn't it?
I believe so.
Bam, it moved a few points. But there you go. Patriots and Panthers, we kind of gave you the narratives there already. Gilmore versus Belichick, round one. So I don't know. I feel like the Panthers are going to put on a good showing in this game.
Yeah, especially with CMC back. Should be a fun game.
If I gave you the choice to start a franchise and I gave you the choice of DJ Moore or DJ Moore or let's see, or Deontay Johnson, who would you take?
That's a tough one.
I had to try to pick somebody with almost a similar skill set, but I think Johnson's a better route runner.
I think he is too, but Moore is very skilled.
Yeah, he's explosive as hell.
Moore is very skilled.
Yeah. Moore is more powerful.
That's a tough one.
Moore's got a little more power, right?
Yeah. And probably less injury prone. Not that Deontay is, but he does get banged up a lot. And Deontay before this year had a lot of drop issues. So
I would probably
take more at this point.
Mm.
But it depends on who the quarterback is.
Okay, Jared Goff. No, I'm kidding. He's like, I don't want none of them, bro. Don't even give me the team. All right, let's move on to the next matchup. Eyes on the Panthers there. The Patriots are favorite 3.5 points. So keep your eye on that one. The Bills and Jaguars, not much to say other than, you know, James Robinson might play. And if he doesn't play. Last time the Bills played the Jags, was it when Josh Allen Ramsey kind of talked shit about Josh Allen and said he's like a trash ass quarterback. And
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So Josh Allen already doesn't like the Jaguars. Josh Allen, let me say something here. I think Josh Allen just doesn't like Florida.
Probably. Yeah.
Something to keep your eye on. Cause he's going to bully this team too. Bulletin board material or not, the Bills are destroying the Jaguars. Right. Moving on to the next matchup. The Vikings and Ravens, the Vikings just lost to Cooper Rush on primetime. This is a 1 o'clock game. Baltimore is favored by 6. They're home. So off a bye week, Lamar went into the bye with a big loss, right? Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Oh, yeah, and the Vikings just lost Hunter.
Yeah.
Oh,
Hunter, yeah.
Man.
Should be a big Lamar game.
Oh yeah. Lamar gonna bring all his friends to this to the party on this one, except Andrews. Let's move on to the next matchup. That should be a good game, though. I do think the Ravens are going to come back with a chip on their shoulder, especially seeing that there's a little bit of blood in the water with the Bengals losing to the Jets. Yeah. Like, all right, yep. Yeah, all right. Yep. They're not too far from the Bengals. The Chargers and Eagles, Herbert losing to the Pats. Now he's got to go to Philadelphia to face a team that basically the Chargers kryptonite on defense is a good run game.
Yeah.
So then the strength of the Chargers is a good passing offense, but the strength for the Eagles defense this year has been their pass defense. So
exactly.
This is going to be an interesting one. Cause I think a few weeks ago they had the Eagles dead in the water, and this might be one where, because they have the Chargers at 1.5 point favorite. So
there's going to be a lot of running in that game.
Yeah. Yeah. So Eckler, Jalen Hurts is the running back there. So
yeah.
And Mike Williams, where are you? I feel like he's had these stats pretty much for the last 3-4 weeks, same stats. Got to turn it up. The next game is going to be a good one, a division game. Something to note on the injury front is Kyler Murray. Is he going to play? Again, no. J.J. Watt, Cardinals and 49ers in San Francisco. Arizona's a 1-point favorite.
Yeah, well, they played tough 2 weeks ago, I believe it was. I think it ended up being a 17-10 game.
17-10, but yeah. Trey Lance played that game.
Yeah, that's true. No Jimmy G, you're right.
No Jimmy G, and even then they had plenty of opportunities to win that game.
Yeah.
Niners might get healthy. Niners might get back to 4-4. I think this is a perfect week for them to play the Cardinals.
Yeah.
There's a perfect storm of things happening with the Cardinals right now.
Any
Elijah Mitchell, there's something to watch with the ribs, right?
Yeah.
Is it the ribs?
We'll see. A rib issue, but I think they're just holding them out. just precautionary reasons for right now.
The Niners better, man. They got the worst luck with running backs, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yo, Mitchell looks good, bro. Looks really good. We gotta say that weekly until he doesn't look good.
Yeah.
All right, but another good game. Man, we got some good afternoon games. Packers and Chiefs. Oof, Packers with Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
Because Aaron Rodgers wanted to be John Wick. Instead, he's John Sick. Now we got Patty Mahomes, who just won a nice game, you know, Monday night, almost a trap game, losing to the Giants, but they get themselves back to 500, and now they got a chance to play the Packers without their best player. Oh, they'll take that all day at home.
Exactly. Right? At home, yeah.
Yeah, they have the Chiefs at 7.5 point favorites.
Yeah, the line moved big time. I think Packers were favored by 6 before the A-Rod news.
Look at that.
So
something to note that I'm looking at here that's very interesting is that the Packers are 4-1 away.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty good. That's playoff team like.
Yeah.
A defense that could travel, a team that can travel and win. But how much of that is A-Rod? I would venture to say that's about 80% A-Rod.
Definitely.
Yeah. The Sunday night game is going to be the Titans and Rams. That's a good matchup, except for no King Henry. And right. Julio, who knows?
Mm-hmm.
So they got the 6-2 Titans, 7-1 Rams. Man, I wish these teams were healthy to see this matchup. The Rams are 7.5-point favorites.
I could see that.
You got the Titans on a nice little win streak. They just consecutively beat the Bills, the Chiefs, and the Colts in Indy.
Yeah.
What happens here? Because the Rams' weakness on defense is the run defense, right?
Yeah, but again, I don't know if Von is playing or not, but that's going to help out a lot.
Jeez, I forgot about that. We were just talking about it. Damn. Yeah, McDermott from the Bills, the coach, he said he had to go up to Billy Brandon Bean's office to see if he was sleeping during a trade deadline to see if he was asleep in his office.
They reached out. They did reach out about Von. Bills did definitely reach out. I think it was the Bills, and I think it might have been the Packers.
How could you not give up a fourth-round pick or fifth-round, whatever it is?
Yeah.
Man, that's why we couldn't be GMs, bro, because I'd be like, draft picks? Shit, take all of them for the next 5 years.
Exactly. But hey, trust the process in Buffalo.
Yeah, that's we'll a fact. See. Can't really say
maybe
too much.
Maybe the ankle injury was a little scary for a lot of teams to pursue, but we'll see.
Yeah, and for the most part, the Bills always have a clean injury report. So
Yeah.
The Monday night game is Fields, who just got right the last game, going to Pittsburgh, though. So you did it in Chicago. Do it in Pittsburgh on primetime.
this is
the ultimate baptism by fire right here.
Matt Nagy is back in the building, though.
Nagy's
back.
Yeah, so Fields again. Last week he had, 13 carries?
Yeah.
This week he'll have two.
Yards,
He'll have two, and Nagy the genius will be back messing things up. Dude, they got to get him all out as head coach. I mean, a special teams coach came in last week and did way better with that team.
David Montgomery, since we're on this game, Montgomery was just designated about an hour ago to return from IR. Yes. So we'll see if he plays.
That's really good. That's good news for the Bears, because Montgomery was playing really well when he got hurt. And, you know, for Khalil Herbert, I think there's plenty. I think that's bad for Damien Williams, who's already probably, you know, not been reliable to them.
Exactly.
But I think this is good for a lot of people. Herbert, Montgomery, and fantasy owners. But that's what we got coming up next week, man. Is there anything else that you want to talk about, that you want to bring up before we head to the other side?
No, just a couple quick hitters. Like we said, Montgomery's back. Devontae Adams is back in the building. Matt Nagy's back.
Matt Nagy's back is crazy. We got to say so it.
We'll see how the Chiefs play at home against if they end up losing this game to the Packers, it's going to be, you could just count the Chiefs out for the rest of the year.
You can't really put them in the top 10 if they can't beat the Packers without the person that makes them go.
Exactly.
There's a lot to reevaluate there. Although I will say, I don't think it's the end of, I just think there's something up with Patty.
Right.
I think they're seeing that a lot of teams now, they've copied kind of their offense, and these defenses are facing this a lot more. Coordinators know kind of that they have to be a little more patient with these approaches, right? Like even Herbert is seeing that, right? I mean, first few weeks of the year, he was slinging it all over the place. In the last few weeks, same thing. Go ahead. Exactly. I'm going to take the stuff over the top away. Take those dump offs. I'm gonna see if you're patient enough to do that the whole game.
Yeah, a lot of people look at that, the Super Bowl tape, and you know, play too high safety and rush four and go ahead and beat us underneath, but you're not going to hit the 60, 70, 80 yard bombs anymore. So
exactly.
And the Chiefs, that's the Chiefs' identity, and they got to figure it out or yeah. It's too late.
Yeah. Is it too late in week 9? We'll see. We'll see, man. There's a lot of good stuff to see. I think that being that I mentioned week 9, it's important to note this is halfway point of the season.
Exactly.
Right. So it's time to start sifting the real from the fake. See who is actually good and who's not. Right.
And one last thing, COVID is here once again. And yes. I think Brady said it before the year started. He thought that COVID was going to affect the season a lot more than it did last year. And that's saying a lot. It affected it last year without having the fans, the testing, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of big name players. Saquon. Oh, that's the other nugget. Saquon looks like he's there's no setbacks in the next 2 days. Looks like Saquon is playing.
Nice. I mean, shit, for me, it's not so great, but I got options. We'll talk about that. Actually, that's perfect segue. Anything else before we head to the other side?
No, let's flip it over.
And just to note, this is our fantasy football league, of which HHM is the commissioner. We've had this league for 10 plus years. This is our 11th year or 10th year.
I believe so. Yeah.
11th year. And it's still going strong. A whole bunch of people that all we do is talk shit to each other all day. They're probably in the comment section below now talking shit. But here we are, the lights out section of the Fantasy Standard. We'll see you on the other side.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brief moment to recap the Lights Out Fantasy Football League. Lights Out League. Where you never know what Nelson will do next.
And we're back. Just us. That was quick. Let's get into this. Man, we had this thing called a Pod Bowl. let me just share my screen here so we can get right into it. Here we are. And hey, man, I was talking to Rye last week. I was like, hey, man, one of us is going to eat humble pie. And it was my boy Rye this week, man. But it was a tight one, honestly. Looking at this matchup, I was like, bro, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because this is something that I told myself I wouldn't do. Right, like I always like trusting my eyes after I watch the games. That's always the best resource to me. So I like making sure my lineup is set in my mind for the most part, because there's some decisions that I got to make after the waivers. But I knew in the back of my mind, I saw Scott play and I said, Scott is the play. I'm gonna pick him up because they're gonna be on Gainwell. I'm gonna pick him up and I'm gonna play him as my running back. It's not Damian Williams. And I knew it wasn't Damian Williams. And I was right. He would have lost me 3 points or something, 0.3 points or something. But then right when we headed in, it was the morning before or the night before I was going to like put Scott in the lineup. I started reading some Pete Carroll shit about how they're going to give Penny the opportunity to win. I shouldn't have listened to that guy.
never to Pete Carroll.
Never Pete Carroll. I fell for it, guys. And hey, man, it almost cost me on this one. But what did you see from this matchup, bro?
Look at AJ Brown, healthy.
Yeah,
you know, Booker coming up big, and
that
Debo
was huge.
Debo keeps coming up big for you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. You know, and again, the special teams, we get 24 from the special teams. That's big. And your quarterback only, you know, put up 11 points, but, you know, you made up for it with, Nick Folk, number one fantasy kicker. And when you could get 17 in your flex, that's always good.
Yeah, that's true.
And Ryan, obviously, James Robinson being hurt in the first quarter.
Yeah,
that's huge.
That was
Fournette or anyone going against New Orleans run defense.
Because Robinson had how many touches with those 4 carries for 22 yards, bro? He was going to go off.
Yeah. five yards a carry.
And a catch for 17 yards. So he was right on his way. Oh, man. Fournette had a touchdown that was ruled a fumble. He almost caught a touchdown. And then they tried to rule it a fumble, and they overturned it and said it was an incomplete pass. It's just a perfect storm of, like, good fortune for me and bad fortune for him on some of these things.
Yep.
Although I know Debo had like an 85-yard catch, and he stopped like at the 2-yard line. They reviewed it. Crazy stuff. But yeah, it was a good matchup, man. GG's to you, Rye. Me and Rye is a good sport the whole time, man. Me and him were kind of, you know, digging at each other a little bit when we were watching the games together. But it was all in good fun. And it's always good to play a manager like Ryan, who or imagine like a lot of people in our league who they seem to make moves and you're like, oh man, I wouldn't do it, but I know that move is going to work for him, right? Like, I feel like in this league, there's a lot of that. So it's a good game, man. I got myself to within hoping distance.
Yeah, three game win streak is big after losing the first five.
Dude, I'm just here so I don't get fined. I'm happy to be here. 1 week at a time, you know, all those cliches. I'm just going to, you know, it's not about one person. It's about the team, you know, all that good stuff. But we're going to see if we can serve some more humble pie or if I'll eat a humble pie. Next matchup was HHM and Basement Chronicles. Oh, Shooter. Man.
Shooter is reeling.
Yeah. Is that a third straight loss or?
Maybe three or four, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Man, it's just, you know, you get a combination of, like, that misfortune with the injuries and with stuff that happens on the field, right? And I think that in the moment, Basement Chronicles is dealing with that in droves. You got some good production from Burrow and Chase, but you got 0.7 from the number one tight end in fantasy.
Yeah. Well, he did fumble, and he doesn't look like the usual Kelsey, but the whole offense came to City doesn't look the same. So
yeah,
we'll see.
But you still like that, you know, he's still getting the volume, right? So
yeah,
so at some point you feel like he's got to get himself righted. Did they have their bye yet? Okay, so maybe look to this week to where he could really get some rest and get right.
Exactly.
Right. But man, when he turns it on, and you know he will.
Yeah, well, he's still the number one tight end, and he hasn't scored a touchdown since week two. So
exactly, which tells you how volatile the tight end position is. And you mentioned the flex, man. Elijah Mitchell with 19 in the flex. The dude is running beautifully. He looks good. It looks like they've replaced Mostert easily.
Right.
So that's good. McPherson, nice little pickup. Special teams with 21. So you won that battle. Mm-hmm. Gaskin, still 5 points. You don't even know how he does that, but it looks like he's the number one there for what it's worth. Pittman with 20, man. Oof.
Pittman with 20. Hopkins was banged up, didn't play all the snaps on Thursday night. I think that was huge. You know, that push off that could have got him another 6 points. He did score a touchdown, but it was called for offensive pass interference, I believe, after he caught the ball with the face mask. And another one was obviously, I believe, his tight end. Tonyan got hurt. And he had a chance to score, and they stopped him on the 1 yard line before he got injured. So again, those 12 points could have decided the match. But that's where the 10% of luck comes in when you're playing fantasy.
Yeah. For me, it's felt like it's more than 10%.
Yeah.
Like the way I've been losing or even winning, it's just like, man, luck is just being a volatile bitch this year. Kick his ass, Seabass. Tyler Bass is still doing his thing. I think he's the best kicker in football.
Yeah.
And I know, again, it sounds like I'm a Bills fan. You know what? Maybe it is because I'm a Bills fan. You know what? I'm tired of you judging me, all right? But, that's a good win, man. It's a really good win, 5-3. a little bit of breathing room when you're 5-3, but just a little bit, because third place, we'll look at it later in the standings. That's the difference between third place and like seventh place is what, one game?
Yep.
Sheesh. That's what happens in this league every year. Nah, it's a good win, man. Next matchup is Suicide Squad, is also 5-3, and TBD to be damned. 81.
Spiraling.
Oh, so now Suicide Squad is first place. Mm. Mm-hmm. Man, so look at that. From first to third, it's there is no difference except for the points. The stack. I'll put the stack button here.
Stack.
Both of them had stacks.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was more of a lack.
Yeah. 33 from the stack opposed to 15. That's a big difference.
That's a huge difference. Chuba fumbled and still got 13 points, man. That just goes to show you the volume of work that goes through that Carolina offense. Judy came back. The good thing is that came out of the game healthy. That's what you want from him. He's still working it out. Najee, I think Najee's role and his comfort level in the NFL is growing. The usage is elite. We'll see. I think Gesicki, the fact that Suicide Squad rolls out with the two tight end set, that's a little unconventional, but you know, it's working for him.
Yeah.
he going with the two tight end set.
22 personnel.
Yeah, the 22 personnel. He's motioning people. Yo, hey, Gordon, bro. I said Gordon wouldn't be going away, right? I said this shit a few weeks ago. Yeah, here we are. John's still hoping.
Yeah.
But you know, another good win with To Be Damned. You know, his next week's matchup. You got to get back on the winning ways. Hopefully not against me. But we'll see. The next matchup is Dead Presidents, who pulls off a win. Oh man,
damn. This was the upset special right here.
Wow, this went down on Monday night. That's right. He had Daniel Jones. That's right.
Lockett Daniel Jones 14. It came close because if the Chiefs, I think the Chiefs got sacked close to the end of the game, and if I think another 5 to 10 yards, Bucker kicking that field goal, I think that would have been, if he would have kicked a 40 yarder instead of a 30 yarder, mm-hmm. or whatever it was, I think Alex would have lost by fractional points. Yeah, less. Yeah,
but this is what I want to say about you know, London's 5-3, so he hasn't had great waivers positioning wise. And I know he only scored 89, but 89 is what it took to win this game, right?
Right.
He picked up Daniel Jones in the free agency. He picked up David Johnson, although he gave him 0.3. 0.3 obviously helped him here, right?
Yeah.
He picked up David Johnson. He picked up Jordan Howard, 17 points. He picked up Greg Joseph the same week, 12 points. Mm-hmm. Bro, just when you think that there are no players out there.
Right.
Yeah, I know 89 is nothing to write home about, but it got him to win.
Yeah. So, and I'm pretty sure he was surprised that he got that win too. Cause
yeah. Hey, and but you know what? He's taking these wins and he's running with them. And I would too.
For sure.
I wouldn't apologize for him. I wouldn't be like, oh, but I wasn't that by luck. Nah, it's a win.
Exactly.
It's a win. We know luck plays a big role in all of this shit.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna not take a win.
Yeah.
And I'm not gonna let anyone diminish one.
You got Mike Williams with 1.9.
Disappointing.
You know, Kadarius Toney.
Look at his last.
Kadarius Toney is. Yeah, Kadarius Toney is basically Will Fuller to me. He'll play 3-4 snaps.
Mm-hmm.
The guy even forgot he went to the locker room, and came back. You know what? Yeah, you try to have players on your team that's going to produce, but they're dealing with injuries or are injury prone. You got to be mindful in setting that lineup.
Kadarius Toney is talented, but Kadarius Toney is the product of all of these fantasy experts oogling over people with speed and like new names.
Right.
Like the guy had one good game, bro. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
When they were down by 44-20, bro. Like when.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. Again, he's good, but not as good as all these experts make him out to be. They're crowning him like he should be a wide receiver one. Look at his projections for a guy that hasn't done anything. This guy's being projected 9 and 10s. So great player. I just think that there's some players that are puffed up because of the media falls in love with them and they overlook other people that are worth it.
Exactly.
But I'm okay with that. I'm totally cool with that. Cordero Patterson still chugging along. Darrell Henderson Jr. You love to see that, right? Like, what a role. And Henry's touchdown streak came to an end.
Yep.
So he'll promptly pick that back up against Carolina. Anything else from this matchup? Eckler and his flex with 18. Wow, the fact that you can put Eckler in your flex. Okay.
Yeah, that's big.
That's pretty good. It was a nice surprise win, man. The way it was looking, I thought, no struggles would turn it around. But, he tried to tap into that Matt Ryan magic again. And I could have told him that was a bad idea there against Carolina. But we all make decisions like that. Next matchup is MF Nelson against Keith. 76. This is the biggest blowout, right?
Yeah.
To 128. The big news here is that Henry was playing pretty much with that injury in his foot. Edmonds, it would be the week that Edmonds scores his touchdown. That he pretty much, that's the only touchdown he gets. No, I'm kidding. He got three touchdowns total. One of them happened to be that Edmonds touchdown. So maybe it was Edmonds' fault.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, curse.
Yeah, the curse, the Edmonds curse. Uzoma, he tried to tap into that magic again. Didn't quite work out. Mike Evans, he got the touchdown, but Lattimore always shuts him down. Jones had a great game with a touchdown. Mixon, I think when me and Rye started the year that he had this 21, I think we said that he will never put up that again. This man literally put that shit up three times.
Yeah.
I mean, you love the usage, you love the volume. Especially coming off that high ankle sprain, you don't see any dips in production. Joe Mixon has arrived, ladies and gentlemen. And we knew he could do this if he just stayed healthy. Carter, welcome to the party, Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Against the third stingiest defense against the run. So impressive. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. And the Jets just made a move for an offensive lineman, didn't they? Tardif from Duvernay.
I think so.
Tardif.
Yeah.
That pretty good pieces there, man. What do you say here? MF is kind of running into some bad luck sometimes. Sometimes you play some of the highest scoring matchups because this team has points. It's just that's how fantasy is, right? Like, week three, I look back at my matchup and that's the week that McCaffrey and AJ Brown got hurt. So you never know with these things, man. The last matchup was risky business. I always say it Ricky's business when I see it, but it's risky business. With 82 and losing, falling to 2-6 going against the Kamara show, 112. So Brady basically put him on his back. And Denver's defense, Denver playing Washington, that always helps. Godwin with 20, and then he had two players with zero. Oh my god, player stops playing midway, man.
Gronk and Sanders. Wow. Well, Gronk got hurt, I believe.
Back spasms.
And Buffalo's offense wasn't as high powered as we thought it would be.
It was going through Beasley.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it, I think that Sanders and Beasley have been going back and forth on productive games.
Right.
Williams, who I think that every week this guy's projections are super high, and you know, I mean, he's good. He's good.
Not good enough.
But Melvin Gordon is not going anywhere.
Exactly.
And you know, starting two Denver players, that's three because of the defense. But the defense, you do start. But
yeah,
Bobby Woods with a receiving touchdown and a rushing touchdown. I mean, that's nice. Darrell Williams, who looks like he's now the second most effective back out there in Kansas City.
Right.
Yeah, man. 82-112. Not much to say, to be honest. It's a nice win for the Camaro Show to get himself back to 500. And now he's feeling good about himself again.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much it, man. Let's kind of look at what the league, the state of the league is now. We got, these are the standings right now. We got Suicide Squad now taking the number one spot, 915 points. They're also the highest scoring team in the league right now. The second highest scoring team in the league right now is Keith, the Gump Show. Ironically, it's also one of the lowest points allowed in the league. But you know, the 908, that shows that it's for real. We got you 874, right, puts you right up there in points for and points against. So you know, you like to see that. It means your team can hold its own, right? We got TBD, who's a little lower. I'm kind of on his range on the points for. Tale of two teams, and points against, it's in the lower range, right? Oh, 740. Mm-hmm. My God.
Yeah.
Who have you been playing? But again, you take those. You don't, you know, it's not, it's not to say, yo, you took my loss, my win from me. Nah, you won that shit.
Right.
And we got Dead Prez, 756. So on the lower side as the sixth seed. Man, 1-6 are 5-3, bro.
Yeah.
So the tiebreaker here would be the points. And right now, Dead Prez is not in a good place.
Right. He just got to keep winning. Because without winning, it's...
he needs those wins. Still has a few weeks to kind of make up ground, like I've been trying to do, right? Like I've calculated. Just need to stay over 100, like 5 or something like that. If I could stay within that range, I feel good. My team hit a snag last week with like 96, but still 4 points away, it's not terrible. But in order to make up ground, you got to stay over that 100 point mark, 105 point mark. If you're one of these 750 teams, or even like me or Pootie, who are at 820s, we need to make up ground. So these teams up here, man, they're they're scoring. Yeah, those are the standings, though. I mean, we got a bunch of us at, two of us at 3-5 here. I know that you look at the 900 points here, and that's kind of was what kept me in a good waiver position, which, you know, I'm not going to apologize for. I'm a bad person to have at the bottom of the waivers, man, because I'm going to maximize my choices, baby. But then we got, you know, Basement Chronicles and Risky Business down here in the bottom. Again, the points is something to look at. Points against for Risky Business is insane. 926. That's wild. But yeah, man. And then these are the matchups for next week, man. You got any narratives immediately?
I think let's see what the game of the week could be. Actually, it might be the one right at the top. You against Pootie. Should be a good game, and the Camaro Show and the Gump Show might be up there too.
Which show is gonna be better?
Exactly.
Damn, yo, the second seed and eighth. Yo, the eighth seed is 4-4. The second seed is 5-3.
Yeah,
that is crazy, yo.
Yeah, the standings could be dramatically changed up. What do we got? 5 weeks left in the season?
Yeah.
9, 10.
Hold on.
No, I think six weeks, right? Well, yeah, we played a week 14. So four, yeah, about five games.
Right. Oh, five games. Man, I had it that I wanted to, that I, these next five games, I got to be at least 3-2 to stand a chance.
Yeah. And scoring points, obviously.
Yeah. Damn, I got to be probably 4-1 to stand a chance.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And not to overlook, but our defending champ is sitting in 12th place, playing the first place team.
Mm.
You know, you might be getting the screws in the hammer ready for the casket.
For the casket.
Hey man, 2-7. You go 2-7. You got to win out and score a lot of points. It's going to be hard to.
Yeah, hard to do. if he had the points, then you'd feel better about his chances. But he's got to put up a 140 game stat to get back in it on the points race.
Yeah, his Ricky's best bet is Allen and Diggs go off in the first half and then sit out, you know, the rest of the game.
Which is very possible. Trubisky could be playing in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, yeah. And again, a lot of people get hyped up on Thursday night. You know, he's got Taylor going tonight. We'll see. If Taylor goes anything above 20, might be casket time.
For my Thursday night fans, go back and look at every Thursday game leading up to this one and go back and look at all of the injuries, the big injuries that have come out of those games.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Tannehill against the Rams D, pass D. That's tough. Nuke is banged up.
Will Nuke be on a snap count, right? Like that's exactly the question. And especially with Kyler, look. I think I think of it like this with the Cardinals. We can play. It's a division game, really important for us to win this one. Or we could spare this game somewhat, make sure our quarterback is 100% and making sure that our star receiver is at 100%. Exactly. This could be a James Conner, Edmonds, Ertz game.
Yeah.
Right. And Rondale Moore, those guys. But we'll see, man. It's there's a lot of stories here. Pittman, what are you gonna do? Right tonight, he plays world stage, prime time. You know, a guy like him is gonna try to rev up and play.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, man, I'm not saying it's impossible, and I'm not gonna say that he's. It's going to be like the 113 for this matchup, right? 113. A lot of people, there's a lot of lopsided, you know, numbers here. I would say let's not pay too much attention to that right now. There's a lot of shit happening. These guys projecting have no idea what's going to happen.
Exactly.
But yeah, that it's going to be a fun week, man. I got my matchup with Pudi, and for weeks I was trying to trade for Chuba Hubbard because I lost CMC, and then I was going to trade CMC to him because I thought that all hope was lost. And then now look, I can't believe we're here week 9 now, and there's an actual possibility of him coming back, which is good for me. And it gives me hope, man, because honestly, a few weeks ago, I was ready to pack it in. I don't know how you did it or how Ricky did it last year, man. I was
just one game at a time.
One game at a time. One step
one
at a time.
One game at a time and use that time. Waiver wire. Yeah. People sleeping down there on the waiver wire. Shouldn't be any crying. Shouldn't be any excuses at the end of the season.
Yeah, I saw someone say that they wanted to change the waiver rules.
We'll see. There's an off season that we could discuss rules. We used this last off season. I think we had 3 or 4 Zoom calls. Everything is discussed, documented.
And recorded and available for everyone that wants to see those Zoom calls.
Exactly. But should be a fun next 5 weeks. you know, got the, not to get too far ahead, but a couple good matchups on Thanksgiving. So
yes, as Bills fans, we know the Bills are playing Thanksgiving. So
Thanksgiving night on a nice full stomach.
Yeah, facts, because you know Ryan is a Washington football team and a little bit of a Bills fan. This has been the Bills edition of the podcast. This has been a complete Buffalo Bills experience from beginning to end. We appreciate you for sticking around. I do want to note that the music in the background and the music for all of our shows, they're by Infamy, produced by Infamy, really dope producer. He's working with a really big artist right now who's getting ready to drop a project. When that project drops, we'll be sure to plug it. But it is, let's just say that this artist is followed by millions and millions of people, and he's been hard at work. I wish I can give you more, but just thank you, Infamy, because I know that I use a lot of your work for all of this stuff on the channel, and I wanted to just give the guys vibes and not just words, right? Like when they're looking at this show. So what you're jamming to right now, man, that's Infamy, really dope. Make sure you check them out at www.infamysounds.com. And give him a shout. HHM, anything else, my brother?
Again, there's no curse. Please, fellas, be league mates. Get on the podcast. Support, comment, like.
Yeah. You're
in another league. Share the podcast. A lot of valuable information. Mm-hmm. It's our opinion, but there's a lot of facts in these episodes. So please tune in and support.
Yeah, thank you. And thank you for plugging us on the chat, man. You know, we love doing this. And it's like, I'm not obligating anyone to view it, right? Because we chose to do this. But it's, you know, it's, I think that we have something that's kind of unique to what other people are doing, right? Like, we have an actual podcast. So, you know, it'd be nice to have the community of our, you know, our peers, whenever they have time and they're checking this out, to just drop a comment, you know, like, let's get this, you know, let's get these banter. I would love other people to see how, you know, we interact with each other, because I think it's unique and special too. I think that's the ingredient that we have in this league that I don't think a lot of people can replicate. It's our relationships with each other. I don't think people know that we chat literally year round. There is no off season for our chat.
Right.
Right. Like, it used to be that when fantasy was over, we'd kind of know, okay, I might not be talking to some of these people for like till the draft. It's an everyday thing now, and I think that the fact that we have people, you know, across the spectrum, across all walks of life, and we're like brothers, I think that's the key thing that I wanted to make sure to emphasize in this podcast. So I appreciate you all either way for checking it out and you know, at least letting us know how we're doing. So without further ado, anything else, my brother, before we
that's it,
give you your time back. Thank you for filling in for Rye. We said anytime, we would do this. Anytime. Yeah, we said we would do this, and you know, all of you guys feel like you're a part of the show. I'm just the guy moderating this stuff, but this is all y'all stuff.
Definitely appreciate everything you guys do, man.
Nah, we appreciate y'all, man, for sure. So we'll see you all next week after yet another exciting week of football, and after Buffalo whoops on Jacksonville. Damn, if they lose, that's gonna fucking suck, bro. I'm gonna have to delete this one.
They're not.
Yeah, I'm gonna hold you to it, Mike. I don't talk shit like this, bro. But I'm feeling a little extra this year, bro. Yo, my brother, thank
Chiefs,
you so much.
The Chiefs are down. This is our opportunity. You know, hopefully it's a rematch from the 95 Super Bowl. You know, with the way things are going right now, hopefully it's Bills Cowboys come February. So
I want to face either the Cowboys, the Buccaneers, or the Rams.
Yeah,
Buccaneers, because it won't feel right unless we beat Brady for it.
Yeah.
The Rams,
I agree.
Because I think that that'll kind of put this Rams semi-dynasty, it'll really put a chink in it.
Exactly.
Because they're all old, man.
Yeah.
And no, I think those two teams are more satisfying than anything. It has to be those. But the Cowboys, because you owe us. you owe us one.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those are good call outs, man. Again, thank you everyone for joining. Rye, shout out to you, my brother. Maybe I think he'll be with us next week. GG's to you again on the Pod Bowl. And on that note, for HHM, I'm P, and that's the Fantasy Standard.